From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Thousands of riot police block streets in Algiers today to stop anti-government protests there. Some arrests were reported. Activists are attempting to hold a pro-democracy rally. Such protests are banned by the government under a state of emergency imposed in Algeria in 1992. People took to the streets for 5 days last month, angry over rising food prices. Since then, the government announced it would cut the price of sugar and cooking oil. One day after Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak relinquished power, the Egyptian army announced it will honor all regional and international treaties during this time of transition. Among the treaties is the 1979 peace accord with Israel, which has been watching the events in Egypt with concern. A statement delivered on state television today also said the existing Egyptian cabinet will stay until a new one is formed. Egyptians continue to celebrate Mubarak's ouster. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports from Cairo. People are wondering, is he still in Egypt?
Where in the world is Hosni Mubarak? Last we heard, he was in Sharm el-Sheikh. He said he would die on Egyptian soil. We really don't know his whereabouts. What we do know from Sharm el-Sheikh is that there's a lot of security around his presidential palace there. We don't know if that is keeping him in or keeping prying eyes out.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reporting from Cairo. No matter where he is, he may not be able to get any money that might be held in Swiss bank accounts. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva. The Swiss government is freezing such assets, effective immediately.
Mubarak and his family are alleged to own up to $70 billion. Shortly after Mubarak was forced from office, the government put a hold on all cash or investments found in Swiss banks. The order also prevents the sale or transfer of any residential or commercial property. Accounts belonging to Mubarak's family and associates are being blocked as well to prevent them from plundering state funds. Switzerland is working hard to burnish its image as the banker of dictators and their ill-gotten gains. The Swiss decree is valid for 3 years. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
A suicide bomber struck near the Iraqi city of Samarra today. Police say at least 25 people were killed. Shiite pilgrims who had come to the city to visit a shrine. On Thursday, a suicide car bomber attacked Shiite pilgrims heading towards Samarra. 8 people were killed and 30 people were wounded. Sunni Muslims are believed to be behind the attacks. Taliban fighters attacked police headquarters in Kandahar, Afghanistan today. Officials say at least 28 people were killed, dozens more were wounded. The Taliban remains active in Kandahar, attacking officials and others who support the government. Last month, the province's deputy governor was killed in a suicide bombing. This is NPR News from Washington. More than 11,000 conservatives wrap up a 3-day meeting in Washington today with a straw poll. They'll vote on their choice for the Republican candidate for president next year. All the speakers suggested they'd do a better job than the current occupant of the White House, none officially declared candidacy. Several potential candidates skipped the event this year, including former vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin and Mike Huckabee, who had won the Iowa caucuses last time. Both cited scheduling conflicts. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is investigating possible problems with 100,000 diesel cars made by Volkswagen. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports the agency is looking into engines stalling at high speeds.
The government has received complaints of lost power in stalled engines on Volkswagen diesel cars. They include models of the Volkswagen Jetta and Golf and the Audi A3. Audi is owned by the German car giant. The Department of Transportation says one minor crash has been reported so far. It was related to a failure of the car's high-pressure fuel pump. About half the reports of problems involve engine stalling. Many of the stalls occurred while cars were traveling at high speeds. A spokeswoman for the Volkswagen Group says the company is taking the matter seriously. She says they have been and will continue to cooperate with the government's investigation. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
A federal investigator has concluded that a tiger that killed a teenager at the San Francisco Zoo in 2007 was likely provoked into leaping and escaping its enclosure. Documents obtained by the Associated Press also show the enclosure wall was lower than required under federal safety standards. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for